time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every Thursday, we're speaking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, how are the markets reacting to recent announcements that China is beginning to buy more U.S. soybeans?
Well, they're kind of all over the place here, Scott, this week. It's, it keeps you on your toes. It's been interesting, but, we saw some initial, well-received reaction that it sounded like China was buying some beans. Rumors going around before anything was confirmed got the market spiked up, making new highs since really this summer. The bean market was pushing up to new highs that we haven't seen since July in the January contract. So good territory to be in for the market bulls. But then, USDA did confirm some Chinese sales this morning. Rumors around yesterday that it was about 500,000 million metric tons there, or half a million metric tons, sorry. And then this morning it was officially confirmed it was a little over a million, about 1.1 million metric tons of soybeans there, which equates to right a little above 40 million bushels. It's a start. It's about, four times what they've bought since the start of the marketing year in September, the Chinese, I mean. So it's a good start, but I think the trade is expecting somewhere between 5 and 10 million metric tons based on earlier rumors or reports coming out of the trade meetings from a couple weeks ago there. And I think that center ground of about 7 to 8 million metric tons is really what people are looking for. So we have a ways to go yet. But the thing with these export sales, they don't have to be confirmed or reported right away, especially the smaller ones. So there can be things, in progress, in the works that aren't officially confirmed yet. So, it'll be a daily thing to keep an eye on. Sales usually reported right away in the morning there. So it'll definitely be something the trade takes into account right on the open the next few trading days, the way it looks.
So, Jalen, besides soybeans, how are other markets reacting this week?
Yeah, corn's really been holding in there well, considering, there's not a lot of fresh news for corn. Demand's been steady. We saw lower ethanol use in the USDA report the other day, which was expected. Grind has slowed down with margins and things like that. So, overall demand for corn is strong, but maybe leveling off here as of late. But considering early December, really, unless you have some South American weather issues, it's really not a time that either the corn or the soybean market really has a lot of news to trade on or usually gets a big rally or anything. And to keep, December corn around 404, 405 for next year's new crop and hanging steadily in there. March corn, 385, 387 in that range. It's a decent spot to be here over this winter lull, and just hang in there until we see what the January yield report says and move into planting intentions and more South American weather and stuff like that. So, another thing that has corn kind of rebounding or continued to be supported this morning is wheat. The wheat market is very strong on some weather concerns in Russia and Argentina. We saw wheat gap higher this morning, and I think that's added some nice support to corn as well. So that's a good sign going forward. It's nice when corn doesn't have to do all the work itself. It can get some help from some outside markets as well. Should be considered all three markets, wheat, corn, and soybeans, at least short term on the daily charts, are quite overbought. So they're getting, possibly a little top heavy if you don't keep feeding it fresh news all the time. But obviously, with this China trade wild card going on, anything can happen.
So, Jalen, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking for next week as we head into the holiday season?
Yeah, I think, you know, you get a little, well, next week should be strong volume yet. But usually you get around the end of this, you know, into this holiday season and trade volume gets a little light. You know, so I started looking at the technical picture, you know, can we hold up on those light volume days? Can we make new highs? You know, do we see any reversals, anything like that that might take some steam out of the market or vice versa? You know, and just some nice things to point out, you know, if we're looking at some old crop beans or even starting to look into next year, you know, since Halloween, we've rallied 84 cents in the soybean market. Since Thanksgiving week, we've rallied 71 cents in the bean market. You know, if you want to go back to the September lows, kind of right before bean harvest started there in about the third week of September, we're over a dollar higher than we were at that time. November 19 beans traded up past 970 futures yesterday. So, you know, we're turning this bean market around. You know, 928 was the high set yesterday on January beans. You have a 200-day moving average. That's kind of your, you know, the lone resistance point sitting out there, because after that you have to go back to the big June slide where there's not a lot of clear points to look at on the chart, and that 200-day moving average sits right around 936. So those are different areas to take a look at, you know, if we're looking at any old crop or maybe looking at some new crop targets as well. So I'm going to keep an eye on those technical pictures. I think the corn market looks a lot better if we can finally break through 390 March. You know, I think that's an area a lot of people are looking for in the trade. So we just haven't done it here in quite a while. So that'd be an area I'm going to watch as well.
And we've been speaking with Jalen Pitek. He is with Farm Work Cooperative. This has been the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Thanks for having me.